And we're happy to be joined by telephone right now by Anton Jochum. And Anton is the he's the head dude at Arctic Innovations. And he's the head dude because it's his idea, the creation that he's thought of, which spawned Arctic Innovations. Anton, I want to welcome you to the Roadhouse.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
And Anton lives in St. Paul. Anton, maybe you could describe for the folks out there your innovation.
Well, it's a tablet computer stand that I made especially for the iPad at this point. And it holds your iPad up above, say, a desktop, and it allows you to tilt your iPad and rotate your iPad into a portrait display. It also collapses down so you can fold it flat and take it with you. And then the particular gimmick of this stand is that when you're traveling with it, you can slip the base. It's designed so that you can slip it into the tray table of the seat back in front of you in a coach airline seat, lock that tray table to the back of the seat in front of you, and the stand, the Arctic Flight, it still holds your iPad, and you can still adjust it up and down. You can still orient it into portrait display, and you can even bring the iPad closer to you or just elevate it against the seat back in front of you so it's at eye level.
You know, when I first heard about your invention from my co-host, Bob Carter, I thought, well, but then I went to the website and it's pretty cool. I mean, you just described it and I kind of, you know, it kind of runs through my brain and it doesn't really draw a clear picture. But when you see this thing, it's pretty cool the way it moves around, and it's quite important with iPads and other devices like that, that you look at it at the right angle.
Right. You know, I've noticed people traveling with them, and I see them on long flights, and they're holding the iPad, and they're sort of adjusting their position and trying to find a comfortable way to look at it over a long period of time. And generally, you're looking down at it, and your neck gets kind of sore after a couple of hours of doing that. So having it up and at eye level is really more ergonomic, I think.
Now, did this come to you because of experiences that you had on airplanes, or just where did it come from?
Well, not directly, but I think I spent a lot of time on airplanes, so I think that's just always in the back of my mind. I have, you know, in my mind, a clear picture of that environment, that coach seat, because I used to travel a lot from my previous job. So I spent a lot of time in those seats. So I just think I'm very familiar with that. And as I was fiddling around with tablet computers and sort of trying to dream up products, this one came to me. And I think it probably is related to the fact that I used to travel a lot.
Maybe you could fill us in on what your background was, and maybe it relates to your ability to come up with things like this.
Well, I worked at 3M, and I was an application engineer for their power line business, and I would design upgrades for power transmission systems. And of course, there's power transmission systems all over the world, and 3M's a global company, so I was traveling all over the world and working with power delivery companies and specifying upgrades to their grids. And you know, a lot of that flight was in coach, so I know what it's like to be in there. I know what it's like to be uncomfortable, and any little thing you can do to make that, you know, more comfortable and enjoyable, I think it's beneficial.
You know, I when I watched it on your website, and maybe you should tell folks now where your website is, and they could take a peek.
Sure. The website is arcticinnovations, one word, .net. So arcticinnovations.net.
And you've got a little video clip there that people can just click on. Yep. and see what I was talking about and you were talking about.
Yeah, and there's some links there. You can see some other places you can look at it from different angles.
When I watched it, it wasn't so much the plane innovation as it was just the ability to set the stand down flat and move the iPad around wherever you wanted it rather than hang on to it.
Yeah, and you know, the truth is, when you make a new product, trying to break into a new industry, you need a special feature, something that gets people's attention. And I felt that having it integrate into the airplane seat the way it does is a good way to sort of get it noticed and to find an audience. But the truth is, even somebody that travels a lot is still going to use it the vast majority of the time just in their house or wherever they use their iPad. Mm-hmm. So it had to be good in all those situations. And so that's, I tried to design it to be as versatile and useful as possible.
Yeah, and it appears that you can also incorporate a larger keypad that'll slide right into this device and tuck away.
Yeah, well, it's the way it's set up, you can use like a wireless Bluetooth keyboard, something like that. And it actually makes it for a pretty ergonomic setup where you can put the keyboard underneath your iPad, your iPad elevated above the keyboard. And that arrangement, it really makes it actually pretty comfortable to keyboard, say, in a coach seat on an airplane. It fits a lot more easily into that situation than, say, a laptop computer.
I think a lot of us get ideas all the time, and of course they don't go anywhere because mm-hmm. we don't have the ability to, you know, to make them go anywhere or the experience. It sounds like your previous job it lends well for you to know the process.
Yeah, it does, and I've been thinking about doing this. I'm one of those people who has those ideas all the time too, and I've wanted to do something like this for a very long time, and so I finally got to the point where I was in a position where I could leave my job, my regular steady job at 3M, and set out and try to start something on my own. And this is what I've decided to try to launch.
Now, did you use your own money to develop this invention?
Yes, I did. I also got some help by doing a Kickstarter project and had some enthusiastic backers for that. And so those folks also kicked in. But primarily, it's been funded by myself.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to get back to Kickstarter, but first I'd like to ask you, when you're investing all this money, how enthusiastic was your wife?
You know, that's amazing. I have probably the best wife in the world because she's not only encouraged me to do this, she's facilitated it. And she's she has a steady job and health insurance and all those things that you need to keep going while you're trying to get something started on your own. And so she's just been awesome, you know, just fantastic.
We're speaking with Anton Jochim, and Anton is the main innovator at Arctic Innovations, and his invention, the Arctic Flight, is an articulated stand for your iPad. And Anton, I think that you've got those out. Have you got those out on Amazon yet, or you're just starting that process?
Yeah, right now they're available on Amazon. That's how I'm selling.
Now, you were making those yourself, I think, in your garage or in a room in your house or something. I wouldn't think that you'll be able to continue that if they're on Amazon.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a chicken and the egg thing. You've got to have, in order to get into a big market, you need to have big production. But in order to get big production, you know, you have to have the orders. So I'm not entirely making these in my garage. Now, the first ones I did make in my garage. Most of the pieces actually are made by vendors, have special orders, and they're almost all local. They're all in the United States, but the vast majority are here in the Twin Cities. And so I've got folks making the individual parts. They're coming to me, and I do some of the processing, and I make a few of the small parts, the simple parts, myself. And I assemble them myself and with friends and family helping. And that's the way we're doing it right now. But as it becomes more successful, then we have a plan to move into having other folks take care of the assembly as well as making individual pieces.
Yeah, I want to get back to Kickstarter here a minute, Anton. And I know friends of mine who have used Kickstarter for various projects, and it seems to work. Can you tell folks how that works? And when I was reading an article in the St. Paul paper about your invention, the Kickstarter was referred to as a crowdsourcing goal, and I don't know exactly what that means.
Well, I guess the general concept of crowdsourcing is to say, you know, I have an idea and I need some money to make it happen. How about everybody, a whole bunch of people kick in a little bit instead of, say, go to a big investor and say, okay, would you consider investing a big chunk of money in my idea? And so what I did for my Kickstarter project was to show people on the internet through Kickstarter what my idea was, how it worked, the Arctic Flight, and how it integrated into the seat back of the airplane seat and all that sort of stuff. And I said, if you like this idea, how about putting up $100 nominally, and if you do, then when I complete the project and I actually have the product, your reward for doing that will be you'll be one of the first people to get one of them.
And
it was successful, and I got a lot of attention. You know, as much as the value of doing it to get the money for something like this, it's the value of it's really getting people to see it, getting people to know it exists, because you need to get there in order to get people to buy it. They can't buy it if they don't know it's there.
The technology changes pretty fast these days. You know, iPad appears and other things appear, and then they can be gone. Is there a concern? I imagine there is, to get moving on this while the moving is still good.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is a big, big part of it. It's a real challenge to get going fast enough to keep up with the changes in the market. You know, the good news is that Apple, for example, has sold millions and millions of these things. So they're pretty durable. They'll be out there for a while, and people will still be able to buy accessories for them for, you know, a fairly long time, even if Apple stopped making these particular versions today.
Now, you have patented your invention?
The patent is pending. Yep. Uh-huh. We applied for a patent. So
that means nobody else can copy you for a while.
Well, it doesn't exactly mean no one can copy it. It means that, you know, I have a tool to try to keep them from copying it. If someone does copy it, I can sue them effectively.
Mm-hmm.
But the patent itself won't keep someone from doing it. It just puts up a barrier if they do.
Sure, it gives you a means to get back at them and try to protect yourself.
Exactly, a little leverage against them.
Right. How do you know, now this is a brand new thing, you put a bunch of your money into it, you've got friends helping you, you've got maybe because you didn't just go out and grab investors somewhere and you have X amount of money, you may not know exactly how to price this thing so that it all works out in the end.
Yeah. Well, again, it's the chicken and the egg thing. In order to get the price that people want to pay for, you know, a mass product, something that's really popular and sells in the millions, you need to have a big volume to get the production cost down. But until you have millions of people to buy your product, you know, your production costs are high, so your price is high. You know, that's just the challenge with any new product. You've got a high price to start and a small group of people willing to pay that price, and you just try to grow out of that niche as you evolve, get more popular, get the price down, and get more and more people on board.
I think that's what
we're trying to do right now.
I think you should just ask your wife what you should charge for it.
No, I won't ask my wife because she'd pay more than anyone else, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, this is going well so far now. How long have you been on Amazon, and how are orders coming in?
Orders are trickling in. We've only been on Amazon a couple of weeks, okay. And starting to pick up a little momentum. We're starting to get some orders that are surprising. You know, sometimes we get orders when we do something like this and get noticed, and people will start to check out the Amazon site and make some orders. And every once in a while, we're hitting some just that where we didn't expect to see any traffic. So hopefully, that's going to snowball a little, and we'll be able to pick up some volume.
You know, I've been in business for quite a long time, and I know how these. I don't know how it is for you, but oftentimes startup business is very long days, a certain amount of pressure, and how is that going in this type of work?
Well, yeah, it has been very long days and a lot of pressure for sure. Certainly, I anticipated that, but you know, when you're in the teeth of it, it feels different than when you're thinking about it in the future. So, yeah, I'd really like to get to the point where I have Sundays off again. You know, that would be nice.
Or a day off, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I'm picking Sundays at this time, but yeah, any day.
You know, before we leave you, I think maybe we should repeat that website for folks. We've been speaking with Anton Jachim, and he is the main guy at Arctic Innovations, the main innovator. His innovation is Arctic Flight, an articulated stand for your iPad. And Anton, maybe you could repeat that site for folks.
Sure. It's arcticinnovations.net, and Arctic Innovations is one word.
Well, Anton, we want to thank you so much for giving us your time on a Friday evening, and sure want to wish you the best of luck with your invention. And it sounds like a great thing for me to get, so I might have to go to your website, I think.
Great. Excellent.
Now, can people buy them directly from you, or is it best to go to Amazon?
At this time, we're just going through Amazon.
Okay.
We'll look at other options as we expand and have the time to explore other channels.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Anton.